Last week, you met with some young Victorian farmers to kick off the conference. So important to maintain a level of enthusiasm with the next generation of farmers coming into the industry.
Yeah, definitely. So we had a young farmer breakfast sort of celebrating our younger people coming in industry, both on a farming level, so they're involved in actually, you know, day-to-day farming, but also getting involved in an industry level. So, you know, from an advocate's point of view and a dairy industry, you know, where do we touch base with those younger people and get their sense of what things we need to do to make sure that, you know, they've got a prosperous future.
Adam, what are the major challenges ahead for dairy farmers in Victoria?
Yeah, look, we've got lots of challenges. I mean, obviously, production and profitability and the drought and climate change and things like that are obviously always challenging. But I think, you know, long-term succession planning in the industry and getting people in the industry and started is always a challenge. And once we've got them in the industry, to make sure we've got a good profitable pathway that they can sort of succeed in their own business.
Plenty of room for growth in domestic and international markets?
Yeah, definitely. Look, and that's one of the growing stories. We've got a bit of ups and downs. There's some volatility that's crept into our market over the last number of years. And that's one of the challenges that young people face coming into the industry. But long-term demand and supply with the population growth and the demand from China and Southeast Asia, it is a really strong story. So it's one that we're encouraging our farmers to get involved with.
The right to farm debate is a hot topic there in Victoria. David Blackmore brought these regulations into the spotlight with his case. Adam, are there any dairy farmers that are impacted by these rules?
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting question. And also, you know, with our young farmers being here, to engage them in that debate about the right to farm and how you actually farm and where your planning laws sit. And, you know, that's one of the questions we need to continually advocate for to make sure that, we've got profitable farms, we've got the best code of practices. We're also, cognizant of our urban neighbours that we're also working in together and we're working making sure we've got the right buffer zones in place so that we can all coexist. I think it's really important that we have that conversation.
You sound very positive, Adam. Is the forecast also looking good?
Yeah, look, it's fairly positive. It is very dry, so people are feeling very nervous about what happens in the next 6 or 7 weeks. But I think overall the long-term outlook is good for dairying, and it's one that we encourage our younger members to get involved with.